A week of weather extremes will likely be impacting the Midwest as we move out over these next few days. The main reason for that is a strong region of very warm air that's present out there this morning that will have to give way to another Alberta Clipper, as they call it in some locations, where temperatures will get much colder coming into the region from the northwest. Much of the change that's being advertised will come rather sharply and will make a significant difference to many areas across the region, and it will come with precipitation that will be most significant in the central and eastern portions of the Midwest, leaving some of the northwestern parts of the Corn Belt still suffering from dryness. We have temperatures out there this morning that are just downright balmy in many locations, with 30 degree morning temperatures being noted all the way up into the upper parts of the Midwest. A lot of 50s, 40s being noted in many locations across central and southern sections. And of course, anytime you get this kind of warm up to take place when it's been so cool, you get a lot of fog development, and that seems to be the case this morning across a big part of the Midwest. Well, today we'll likely see precipitation from the weekend precipitation event winding down in Michigan, Ohio, and Indiana. Precipitation in those areas will diminish as we go forward through the day. The radar continues to suggest that the precipitation is advancing more and more out of the region. As we get into the afternoon today, a little bit of a break will likely take place in some of the precipitation. Now, we are expecting to see another disturbance impacting the region as we move forward through the next 2 days. The next disturbance, though, will reinforce the warm air initially, so tomorrow will still be a very balmy day across a big part of the Midwest, but conditions will begin to change as we move through tomorrow evening and on into the middle part of this week. The odds are very good that we'll see much colder air dropping into the north-central parts of the country, and as that colder air hits the moisture that's present across the Midwest, we'll likely see an enhancement of precipitation in many areas. The key is how quickly will the cold air settle into the region, and can we manage to get some significant moisture to occur in the northwestern part of the Corn Belt? The answer to that is probably not very good. We do expect to see some snowfall across the northwestern portions of the Midwest, but I'm still not convinced that we'll see enough volume of moisture across the region to make much difference to the overall drought. The precipitation will be somewhat disorganized, and we'll likely see it not only overnight tonight, but during the day tomorrow in the northwestern areas. We'll see it mostly starting off as a wintry mix of precipitation in the Dakotas, Minnesota, and Wisconsin, and as time moves forward, we'll likely see it all switch over to snow as the colder air begins to filter into the region. Temperatures will get downright nippy, in fact extremely cold in the northwestern portions of the Corn Belt as we get into the middle part of this week. Temperatures on Thursday morning will likely drop into the negative teens and negative 20s again across parts of the Dakotas and Minnesota, and sub-zero readings may work their way southward into portions of Iowa and maybe even northern Missouri if we can get the cold to push far enough to the south and parts of northwestern Illinois. Now, I think most of the coldest air will stay just a little bit to the north of that, but nevertheless, it'll be quite a temperature contrast there after readings here this week being so warm early, at least in the period. As we get into the latter part of this week, though, we will see that colder air overtake the region, and as the cold high pressure system settles into the region, the precipitation will cease for a bit as well. As the high pressure system leaves the region, we'll likely see a return of warmer air, but that warmth will likely overrun into the cold air mass and result in some more precipitation for the region, mostly in the form of snow and probably confined in the northern parts of the area. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.